Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hello again, and welcome back to Saving Sex and the City 3. I'm your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and I'm here with a VIP guest. Stop. Jake Wilson.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. This has been a long time coming.
And we've been talking about this for months.
Yeah, truly.
Since I saw a premiere, I was like, I need to be on this.
Mm-hmm. And you've been on the East Coast. You've been very unobtainable, which made me want you even more.
You know.
And now it's all happening.
I can't believe I'm here. You know, I just feel like I've had so much to say on the topic, and I'm just excited to get it out in this kind of forum, especially.
Mm-hmm. Were you okay? Wait. So, what's your Sex in the City? Like, who are you?
So, I am
you
Samantha
could do, like, Rising.
Yeah, of course. I'm a Samantha Carey Rising.
Okay,
I think. Mm-hmm. Sex and the City is my number one favorite show. Like, I've seen every episode truly 75 times.
Same.
It like taught me how to talk, like the cadence of my voice. It taught me about New York City. I like Sex and the City too. I mean,
I love it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Like, it's amazing because the older that they get, the hair and makeup budgets get bigger. So they just look better and better as the seasons go on. Like, I hate Petrovsky, but I love season 6.
Yeah. I didn't really like when Carrie cut her hair.
Agreed.
I was hurt by that.
Very on the same page.
And
there.
In the moment when it was happening, like when because I think I was like, what, 20, 21 when that, mm-hmm. no, I was like 20. Or maybe even 19.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like, oh my God, I love. And like, there was that one episode where she's like running around that rainbow skirt and it, like, oh, she tries to have just a day date, but it all goes wrong.
Oh, yep.
And then she goes to Atlantic City and her Atlantic City hair, I was like, I need that hair in my life. And now I rewatch and I'm like, that hair is painful.
I also rewatch and I'm like, oh wow, she is a lot. You know, when I watched it for the first time, I was like, she's so charming. She's so likable. And I'm like, oh my God, she only talks about herself.
Yeah. You're literally like goals.
Yeah.
When you're young. Like, and then literally. You grow up and you're like Samantha.
Miranda.
Miranda. Yeah. It's a real sign of maturity.
Right.
And like self-acceptance and self-love.
Right.
To understand that your Carrie Bradshaw aspirations.
What's yours? Who are you?
I think same.
Yeah.
Samantha Carey Rising.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I always aspired to be Carrie, like, when I was 20. Like, I watched and I was like, this is my life. This is my dream.
Of course.
It's what I want for myself more than anything.
Of course.
And then I feel like I did get that to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the writing part.
Yeah.
But none of the money part.
None of the money part. I mean, she just maxes out every credit card.
Does she?
I mean, I don't know how she does it because she literally, she must do Rent the Runway or something before they had it because she's got a new outfit every day.
Yeah. She's never rented the runway. If you'll remember
true.
In season or in the first movie, she's looking at Louise from St. Louis's Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
and it's
right.
like, how did you get this?
Oh, right. Oh,
offensive?
Right, right, right.
And she's like, Rent the Runway.
So bad.
She's like, excuse
oh,
me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rent the Runway, honey. Did they say Rent the Runway or did I make up a
I
fake
think
name?
So. Or no, Bag, Borrow, or Steal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do people bag, borrow, or steal?
I think they made that up for the show.
No, that was a
That's a real thing too?
It was a thing. Oh. There was this kind of wave around that time of like Rent the Runway, Bag Bar of Steel. I think there's like a jewelry one.
Oh my God.
I've just never really understood the allure of like renting, paying to
maybe
not
for like
own.
A maybe if like you do a lot of weddings and you have to like get bridesmaids dresses or something.
Yeah.
I also just realized that actually Carrie, like they slowly like integrate Carrie having a cell phone in season 6, where I feel like I strongly remember like that cell phone scene where she whips it out and it says John. And I remember thinking that was the only time we ever saw her with a phone. But actually, there's a couple episodes where she uses a cell phone.
Yeah. And it's her crystal.
Yeah, the crystal
phone.
Pink. Yeah, yeah. Which I need.
I need. Like yesterday.
Like, I feel like every outfit on Sex and the City should sell that if they don't already.
They absolutely should.
Yeah.
Or like Nokia or whoever the fuck. Like yeah, Motorola should re-release.
Oh my God.
I feel like we're going to go back to like a minimalism, like luxury minimalism.
Oh yeah. I would love like a flip version of an iPhone. That would be so chic. Mm-hmm. Like a Razor. Like,
remember the Razor?
Oh my God. They were so I remember I had AT&T and we didn't have them for a while. Like, I feel like they were just Verizon at the beginning.
Oh my God.
And so I was so jealous. I couldn't have one.
Yeah. That's sad.
And that was in the days when like your parents bought your phone, mm-hmm. you know? So they were like, you have one, you're not getting that.
Yeah. Carrie was so like, also resistant to any sort of technology.
Very.
She'd always be like, I don't want a phone. Oh, like, yeah. She didn't know how to check email.
And she loved the voicemail, on her, like an actual voicemail.
Yeah.
She didn't get internet until like years later. And then that's one of my favorite scenes of all time. Whenever like Aiden pops up on Instant Messenger and she thinks like, that she can see him.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is she like that? She's an old fashioned girl.
Yeah. She's an old fashioned. What's your favorite? Like, what's one of your favorite scenes?
One of my favorite scenes of Sex and the City, God, let
or
me
lines.
Think. I think I would have to go to the Atlantic City when Miranda gets fat shamed by those like gross dudes in the casino, mm-hmm. and then all the girls like have her back, and they're like, "You're one to talk," and then someone's like, "Yeah, what are you having? Triplets?" And like they fat shame him.
I love that.
I love. What's yours?
Mine is. It's a line. It's not a scene, but it's whenever they run into Aiden and Steve with their new girlfriends on the street.
Mm.
And like he's dating this girl named Jessica. And like later on, they're having the scene at the thing. And she says, I love how you say Jessica. Like allegedly, that's her name.
Yeah.
Like now every time I hear the name Jessica, I think of that line.
It is like that.
Like so random, but stuck with me.
I have the book. That's like Sex and the City, like all behind the scenes, and it takes you through every single episode. Like it came out before the final 6 episodes, so it takes you through every episode and gives you like a tidbit of like producer intel.
Oh my God, I need to borrow that.
Yeah, it shows you like all the outfits, and I would just read it over and over and over.
Oh, there's so many Easter eggs too. Yeah. Like they bring back some dress. Like I feel like she wears the tutu and something else. Maybe
she did that. I think in like the first one when they're like, we need to clean out your closet or something like that.
Right. And then in the movie. Oh, yeah. And they hold it up as a little.
Okay, wait. Oh, wow. I'm really excited. Oh, I know nothing about what your plot is.
Yeah. So,
and lay it on me.
Okay. So there's two main things with my Sex and the City 3 movie. The number one thing is how do we get rid of Samantha?
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Samantha had an affair with Aiden.
Okay.
Aiden ended up getting divorced. His marriage did not work out. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, you know, Aiden's still in their lives because, as you remember, Aiden and Steve own Scout together, the bar.
Yeah. I always wondered, like, how does that.
So we kind of just don't really talk about him. Like, as we know, Carrie's very, you know, it's Carrie's way or the highway. So she doesn't let anybody talk about him.
Wait, can we also just like backtrack for a second? Because this is something that comes up and my mind is continually blown, which is when she runs into him. In the second movie,
right?
Why would it be that much of a surprise or like shocking thing? Because if he owns Scout with Steve, like, wouldn't she just be always up to date on his like comings and goings?
I know, and especially Carrie would be like a psychopath and like following his every move.
Yeah,
but I guess maybe she doesn't have technology, so maybe she doesn't know how to track him.
She just like is like whatever. She just forgets.
Which actually, speaking of, do you think that those women have like Instagram? Like, do you think Charlotte has an Instagram account?
Definitely, she has one. She for her family.
That's
private, but she posts
private,
like
of course
so many pictures of her daughters.
That's very true.
And she could even have like a lifestyle Instagram.
Oh yeah, she
because like she loves to redecorate and she's really into her apartment.
Oh my God,
stuff.
Yeah, for like, House and Garden, she tags like House and Garden.
Yeah,
yeah,
she could really go like full mommy blogger, but like Upper East Side, like.
like shit that you'll never be able to afford.
And very Jewish. Like, so I feel like she's Jewish. Leaning further and further. It's like, we get it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 24 karat gold menorah copy.
Lily's like, shut up, mom.
Okay, so
basically Samantha is like she who must not be named. Mm-hmm. Like, we do not talk about Samantha. We've entered in our movie at the beginning. It's been like a year since this Aiden thing happened, and Samantha is totally cut off.
Okay.
Totally out of conversation. Everybody's on Carrie's side. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just not there. Like, we see that diner scene with just the three of them.
Okay.
So that's kind of our in. Meanwhile, Big has retired.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a lot of free time on his hands, and it's driving Carrie crazy.
Yeah, because
the apartment is, you know, her. It's her place.
Yeah,
that's where she
it's
works.
It's her apartment.
It's her apartment.
Everything belongs to
Everything
her.
Everything is hers.
Yeah, he's allowed to be there from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m.
and that's it.
And that's it.
And they're going out to dinner during many of those hours.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically is starting to get really fed up with him. Meanwhile, she's got an offer from, I don't know if you remember Susan Sharon.
I do remember Susan Sharon. So for those of God, yes.
Those of you who don't remember Susan Sharon, she was her old friend. She was in two episodes, I think.
Yeah.
One was whenever, the first one was she was getting split up from her husband, and she gave Carrie the cashmere sweater or scarf or something. She was like, can I return this? I really need the cash. The second one was whenever she was engaged to Aiden, and she runs into him, and she was wearing her necklace on her ring on her necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
She was like, what's the deal with this? And she was like,
it's
covering
to
her
my
tracks.
Heart that way, yeah. Which was a bullshit.
So weird.
Like,
by
you
the way.
Never loved this person,
like,
really.
You're a horrible woman.
You're
like,
mean.
You're so mean.
You're really mean.
So Susan Sharon has now gotten into the movie business, and she has tons of money, as we always knew she was rich.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to option her book as a movie.
Okay.
So it's very meta. So we're doing Love. Sex in the City, the movie, in Sex in the City 3.
Okay, great.
Carrie's been resistant for it. She's been ignoring every meeting. Amy Sedaris and Molly Shannon, her publishers, are involved. They're trying to get her to do it because they're all going to make money on this.
Yeah.
She finally agrees to start taking the meetings and everything for the movie to get out of the house, basically, to get away from Big.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like our main plot of the movie.
Okay.
Is that.
Mm-hmm.
And through that process, the main movie producer is Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
Who becomes kind of our fourth character, kind of our Samantha.
Okay, great.
And she's single, and she kind of gives us those, you know, plot lines where she can date
Taraji
around.
Taraji as Taraji?
No, Taraji as like
the producer.
Natalie, let's call her.
Okay, great. Yeah. Natalie.
So, Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Natalie's the producer, so she kind of becomes the fourth woman. Carrie's always bringing her around. Miranda and Charlotte are kind of iffy of her at first, but by the end of the movie, they're the new foursome.
Mm-hmm.
And so initially, Emma Stone is very interested to play Carrie.
Wow. Okay.
So Emma Stone is as Emma Stone.
Wow.
Okay. So Carrie has to take these meetings with her and Taraji, and it's mm-hmm. this whole thing. And so that's kind of Carrie's plotline. We come in on Charlotte's plotline. Lily is now a teenager, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as Charlotte is Miss Picture Perfect, Lily is not.
No.
Lily is doing everything she can to be not her mom, as most teenagers do.
Lily's rebellious as fuck.
She is so rebellious.
Yeah.
And
she's like a pothead.
She's a pothead.
She's like has like dreadlocks and is like fully into pot and like jam band.
And Charlotte is mortified. Like, she doesn't know what to do. And every time she tries to push her, she goes further and further in that direction.
She's like grungy. She wears like corduroy and like patchwork outfits and like goes to like string cheese incident shows.
She wants to go to like 5 month long summer camp. She's like, get me out. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
And so Charlotte catches her going down on one of her friends. So, twist on so many levels.
Okay, she's like Ani DeFranco.
She's literally coming out of left field, and maybe this is just more of the rebellion, just to get back at Charlotte, whatever it is. So, cut to a diner scene or something, and mm-hmm. Charlotte's asking the girls for advice, but really, she needs Samantha.
Yeah.
And this is Samantha's territory. Mm-hmm. You know, as we remember, Samantha walked in on Marcus giving the blowjob.
Yeah.
Know, it's kind of the same scene. So, that's
and also,
kind of,
Samantha is the only one who was a successful lesbian out of the group.
Exactly. So multiple reasons why she needs to talk to her. And Samantha's not around.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Charlotte even brings up her name makes Carrie obviously furious at Charlotte. And so Carrie kind of runs further into Natalie's arms.
Yeah.
So it kind of becomes this jealousy thing between Natalie and
that.
The new girl.
Yeah. Also, it's like bullshit that Carrie would be mad that Samantha slept with Aiden.
Yeah.
Like you're married too Big now, like the love of your life.
Like you can have everyone.
Yeah. Like I get the girl code element, but I also don't, because once you're married and whatever, it's all fair game.
And also, like, you know Samantha. Like, you've known who she is from day one.
Yeah.
Like,
and she doesn't care about Aiden. It's not like
sex.
She's taking him away from you.
Exactly. So, also, speaking of Aiden, so Scout is now doing very well. There's okay. There are four locations in Manhattan.
Okay, great. So they're it's starting to be like
so at some point during
it's
the
like
movie,
Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's basically beat ups. So at some point there's the new opening of the fourth bar and all the girls are going. Big club opening. So Carrie knows she's gonna see Aiden and they're all worried, like, is Samantha going to be there? Like, we don't know if it was a one night thing. We don't know what happened. We don't know if they're still together. Like, nobody talks to her. Like, she's off the grid.
Yeah.
So at some point they go to the scout opening. That's kind of all I have for that. But there's a flashy outfit moment for scout opening.
Great.
Hold on. Let me think what I have for Miranda. Miranda is, Brady's going to college. Brady is, it's the summer. Meanwhile, this movie takes place in summer because, of course, it's endless summer. Mm-hmm. And so they're packing up Brady for college and Miranda starts having empty nest syndrome. So she doesn't know what to do with herself because she's used to this. Magda is way dead by this point, by the way. So Magda's long gone.
Magda's like ashes are in an urn in their apartment.
And Charlotte performed like a wake. She was like, let me organize the wake. Or no, which people don't do. A shiva. And they're basically just happy as always, Miranda and Steve. They're doing well. Steve suggests maybe they have another child because of this. And she's like, you're not.
No.
Are we not in the same place anymore? You know, like, they're so happy. And then cut back to the movie plot. Emma Stone is close with Samantha. She used to do her PR.
Oh, okay.
And Emma's heard the whole story from Samantha's side.
Wow.
So Emma drops out.
Love.
So Emma is uninterested in that. So we basically, so Taraji has the idea. She's like, you know what? We can't have Emma Stone. Let's try to find a Mr. Big. Let's try to focus on the male character.
Okay, great.
And so this is going to be a parade of just actors playing themselves. We'll have the audition process, which will be amazing.
Okay, love.
And since Taraji's filling our Samantha hole, she has all of these actors fill her hole. She basically starts sleeping with all the Mr. Big options. Okay. So imagine who you want. I mean, who would you cast?
This movie is like getting really messy.
This movie is a disaster already.
Okay, great. Okay, wait. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning.
And kind of just like lay out how this is all playing out.
That would be great.
Okay, great. So I feel like maybe Carrie's like supposed to meet the girls for brunch.
Yeah.
But she's running really, really, really late.
Yeah.
Because she was just at this like meeting for the movie film stuff. Yeah. And so we see her, it's like the movie opens up and it's just like her shoes pounding the
taxi
pavement. Yeah, yeah. Trying to get there. And then you get some outfits and just like the buzz of the city.
Totally.
Manhattan makes you feel so alive. So fashionable. And she gets to brunch where only the two are sitting.
Love.
And she sits down and they all kind of catch up. And over that brunch like sequence, you find out Carrie's like, oh my God, this meeting, like she brings him up to date on the fact that like,
that Big is always home.
Big is always home. And also like, she's like, yeah, I worked in like a coffee shop today because Big's just at home. Yeah. Like he set up like a putting green in their house.
Totally,
like he's really into that golf now. Yeah. And it's just like the worst thing. Yeah. And all he talks about is like golf.
And he's like totally turned the corner where now he's like obsessed with Carrie and he's like all in love with Carrie. And she's like, of course she doesn't like that. She wants to play hard to get or have issues. So she's like going insane.
He treats her like a princess.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, don't talk to me.
Always buying her stuff.
Yeah.
He like threw away all the TVs out of the house. He's like agreed to have like a TV-less house. He got in like crazy good shape.
Yep. He's got an amazing shape.
Yeah. He eats like vegan. He's like on a total plant-based diet now for his heart.
He's had some health scares.
Yeah,
of course.
He's had a bad heart. And like, and then he's taken up as like his side hobby is golf. And so Carrie's just like she says something to the effect of like, I mean, I did want a runway in my house, but like not a putting green or like not AstroTurf or something.
Very good. Very good.
And
she like counts down the days for his golf trips because he goes like away to like Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Once a month, finally. And she's like, thank God he's out of the house. She's like, girl's night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She finally gets to have it like the apartment to herself.
Yeah.
I feel like also maybe they've moved into that like huge apartment that they were originally going to get.
Oh, of course.
And like they upgraded.
And she had to get rid of her apartment for some reason because she could just go there to work.
Yeah.
That would solve this issue. But I feel like she had to get rid of it
for some
reason.
She was like, it was done. Like once we got over the drama, like once I cheated on him and he got rid of the TVs, I got rid of my apartment.
Yeah,
that was their deal.
Yeah.
They're like, God, you really do.
Absurd. She was like, I need to keep this, but like, That was crazy, that plot of Sex and the City 2.
When she's like, how about, what if I spent like 2 days there? And then he's like, okay, yeah, like what have I spent? And then she's like, how dare you? You don't care about me.
I know.
She's the biggest TBD when it comes to relationships.
It's really up in the air how she's going to react.
Yeah. So we find out like all the stuff about Carrie and they're like, God, like they, I feel like someone says something like, God, you hate like golf almost as much as you hate. And then she's like, don't.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Don't say her. I'm don't. Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
What? Like there, and Miranda's like, God, it's been like 6 months now. Like, can't you just like let, like, can't we just get over it? And
she's
a joke
like,
about
no,
it?
I can't let it go. And she's like, we're going to have to, because the scout opening is this weekend and yeah, you're going to be seeing Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to like get it together and just like act like
yeah,
normal.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's like, but Charlotte understands where Carrie's coming from because she would be the same way.
Yeah, yeah. Two great loves.
Yeah. You really can. Precious about like exes yeah, and like do not have sex.
Yeah.
Because like, remember when Samantha had sex with her brother?
Oh,
and
my
she
God,
flipped
I forgot.
Out.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, she gets
early.
It.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's where we kind of find out like where all the cards have fallen.
Yep.
And I feel like Carrie, maybe she came from like a really bad general. Like it yeah, was, she hasn't even met Taraji yet. It's
totally,
just like
totally,
she's having these generals.
This is the next step. Like it's kind of the next step. And she's like, you know what? Maybe I do. You know, then Susan Sharon maybe gives her the call out of the blue
yeah,
or something.
And so like her, she's like always meeting with like Susan Sharon, her publishers, and then whatever, like producer.
Uh-huh. And it isn't until she meets Natalie. She meets Taraji and then she's like, huh.
Yeah.
This could really be a movie.
Yeah, because no one gets her. I feel like we need flashes of
totally,
these meetings, like a montage. Because remember when they went to LA and had the like Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, of course.
And so we get these takes. And like, I think we see people be like telling her, like, Carrie's so annoying. Like, she's so self-centered. And then Carrie's just like,
yep,
how dare they say that?
Yeah.
And so we get the flashback of like these various montages.
Yeah. And then she finally like goes with Natalie and she's reminded of like her single life and like what it's like to be fine on the town and to have a Samantha in her life. Because
yeah,
Miranda and Charlotte are both moms, mm-hmm, you know, and Carrie's bored out of her goddamn mind.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe the brunch, she's like, okay, like I have another afternoon meeting. Like, I'm so sorry. This is annoying. Like Hollywood, whatever.
Of course.
I have to go. And that's when she goes into this meeting and meets Natalie.
Yeah.
And we have this like...
I mean, this casting is amazing. I'm sorry.
It's amazing.
She really
Taraji,
would fit with the group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like... I feel like when we first see her, it's like she has her own production company. Like, what is her production company called?
Her production company is called like...
It's like Hot Bitch Productions
exactly,
or something like
yeah,
that. And we get this real kind of like office lifestyle porn of Carrie taking this elevator up to like a beautiful office and
yeah,
being ushered in. And she's kind of like, okay... And, like, all the assistants are well-dressed.
And they're, like, complimenting on her shoes. They're like, is that new season Dolce? And she's like, yes, it is.
Yeah. And yeah, they're like, hi, Miss Bradshaw. Like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they see, like, her book. Like, one of them is, like, reading her book or whatever at
totally,
the front desk. And so they're like, so she's feeling really VIP.
Totally.
And then she walks into the boardroom for her meeting.
Yeah.
And Taraji's like, Natalie is sitting at the end of, like, this huge conference table.
Yeah.
That's literally just like glass held to the ceiling by like
amazing with like 17 gay assistants
you can't even see.
Yeah.
So it looks like just a floating slab of glass in
and
a conference
like
room.
She's like finishing up a conference call. So like Carrie gets to see like her true self. Like she doesn't even know Carrie's there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like just being a badass bitch and being like, well, fuck them and whatever. And we're not doing that. And she like, maybe she's even talking about Carrie or something.
Yeah.
Like something behind like, you know, we're not doing that. Like Carrie Bradshaw is one of the fucking most iconic women in New York City. And you don't fucking come to me with that kind of offer and hangs up the phone. And like, she hears it and she's like,
yeah,
oh, sorry, I didn't see you.
She's
there.
Like, tell Al Pacino he can fuck off. And then like hangs up her Bluetooth.
Yes. Yes. I love this character.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, hi. And she stands up and then we get a full up and down of Natalie's outfit.
Fantastic.
And she's just always like, I feel like she's always in just like a power suit.
And I feel like she's been in LA for the past 20 years. She just moved to New York. That's how they haven't met because mm-hmm, all power women know each other.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of, Carrie has this moment of like, how haven't we met? And she's like, you know, I hope you like the new office. Relocating has been a bitch. Maybe you can show me the town.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they have like a really good meeting, and Natalie just intrinsically like gets what the movie needs to be about, which is like, I think, what is it? It's like Carrie and Biggs' love story.
It's Carrie and Biggs' love story, but it's an early Carrie. It's basically like season 1, 2.
She's like, okay, picture this.
Yeah.
It's set in the early, like, Natalie gives her this whole pitch that's like set in the early 2000s. Like, everyone is going to love that like nostalgic vibe.
Right.
And then she's like, I'm thinking, she's like, for Carrie Bradshaw, I'm thinking Emma Stone. I'm thinking, and like rattles off like all these like young Hollywood A-listers. Like, who does she say for Charlotte? Like, I feel like she's like,
oh my God,
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway's good.
Mm-hmm.
Or that girl from, Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, Lucy Hale for like Miranda, like
are there any famous redheads? Maybe we go diverse for one of them for the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Zoe Kravitz.
Love.
She could be Samantha, maybe.
And then she's like, what about Samantha? And then Carrie's like, don't. Like, Carrie has, like, an unchill moment in this meeting.
Yeah, and then Carrie, like, leaves the meeting.
And, yeah, and she's like, I'm sorry, did I overstep? And she's like, well, we just had a falling out. And she kind of tells Natalie.
She's like, oh, girl, I know about falling out.
Yeah, and then Natalie, like, she thinks that Natalie's going to be turned off by her lack of professionalism. But then Natalie's like, dish. And then she tells her, and she's like, that bitch will cut her right out of the movie. Who needs her anyways?
Exactly. And cut to, like, hours later, they're at a bar, like, 3 Cosmos in, like, still telling the Samantha story.
Yeah, and yeah, that's where
so this
ends.
Is where we really get to learn, too, what happened with Samantha and Aiden.
Yeah.
It's kind of like flashback stuff, because, like, we kind of just have been like, don't. And now this is how the audience learns.
Totally. So when Natalie's like, girl, dish. And then it just like cuts to 3 hours later.
Exactly.
And they're in like the upscale bar.
Yeah. And eating nothing. No food in
no
sight.
No food.
Yeah.
Just drink. And do we need like a flashback of the Aiden and Samantha?
I think we do. Like, I just don't know how we do it without Catral. Just back of heads, like very just.
No, she's, well, for the purposes, like she's in this movie
she's in this.
As Samantha.
Oh, okay. Great.
I feel like we'll have her for like flashback purposes.
Okay,
and
okay,
then
they can use found footage.
Yeah.
I feel like we own that. HBO
well,
owns that.
Also, they just like now with face replacement.
Oh, yeah, what they did with What's Her Face?
Yeah,
Carrie
they
Fisher,
just
yeah.
do that. If Samantha, if Kim won't sign on,
sorry.
We're replacing your face.
She's sorry. Already basically signed away that we can do that.
Yeah. So we see like.
Maybe like Sam. So that she's a little relatable too, like in that moment that she was with Aiden, like she hit her low. Like maybe Richard has a child, or maybe Smith got married or something, that like we see Samantha be emotional, which we never do. And then she's kind of, it's kind of like what happened in the elevator in Atlantic City whenever she blew that. Was that Atlantic City or no? Whenever at the
or
Met
she fucked
Ball
the guy in the
whatever.
Bathroom or whatever.
Because Richard was like seen canoodling with that other JJ.
Yeah, oof. Yeah. JJ was so gross.
And it was just so bad. But then no, whenever she fucked Richard too, whenever she was with Smith at the Vogue party or whatever, at the teen Vogue party.
Yeah.
Like she just really has had some of those lows.
Samantha
where she,
loves like her, she kind of has these like dark sexual
she hates herself
moments.
Kind of. And then she uses sex to like hate herself.
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's kind of what this is. So she kind of does that with Aiden. And
maybe Smith has died in like a tragic accident.
Oh my God.
Maybe
yeah.
he, okay, Smith relapsed.
Oh no.
Yeah,
oh,
did.
Poor Smith. He was doing so well.
I'm sad. He was on top.
He got
of
an
the
Oscar
world.
Already.
Yeah.
A couple years
like,
ago.
He literally like reached the pinnacle of his career. And it's like one of the most tragic celebrity deaths of all time. Like that no one ever saw coming.
Oh my God.
And it's like he relapsed. He fell back into his addiction. And like it claimed his life.
Yeah. And so Samantha then is just really spiraling. Even though they hadn't been together, he was still the one for her.
It was still the one for her. And they were really friends. They always had like, they always remained friends and always had each other's backs.
They'd
and
be
like,
fuck buddies still.
And yeah. And they kept each other really grounded.
They did.
And like maybe the last time that they saw each other, he had asked her to marry him.
Oh my God.
And she was like, you know, I can't do that. And then,
and he was like, well, I'll find you like when I'm back on the other side. Like he was doing a shoot in Taiwan or something. And
yeah.
she was kind of like hopeful about it. And mm-hmm. then,
but really he died back. Overseas while on this shoot,
which was
in
a
the
whole
middle
thing
of,
to bring his body back. It was
in the middle
really,
of his final of his, the movie he was shooting. He died.
They're going to have to CGI him into that movie
yeah.
to finish it.
And it's
yeah.
like a whole, cause it was like a huge blockbuster,
huge, big budget,
like
yeah.
thing.
Like a Thor type superhero thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Samantha was devastated. And I think maybe she like went to like a yoga retreat. Like she decided that she's just going to go full holistic to try and heal. So she went to like upstate New York.
And of course Aiden was there.
Yeah, because his house.
Oh my
gosh. But she realized like midway through this yoga thing, she's like, this is fucking bullshit. And like...
And it's like all women and Aiden. And she's so horny. And yeah. And so she's like...
And he's there because he just went through a divorce.
Exactly. And he's being so nice to her because of Smith. He heard about Smith and he's such a nice guy.
He's like calls her JoJo, I feel like. Like, you know, he's always like giving people nicknames.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, JoJo. Like, she's really upset because, like, they won't let you have coffee there. And she, like, needs her morning coffee. And, like, Aiden, like, roasts his own beans that he, like, snuck in. So he, like.
And he helps her with a yoga pose, or, like, rubs her shoulders or something. And she just, like.
Yeah.
Goes for it.
And they have like crazy sex.
And it's like not just a one-time thing. It's like the full retreat.
Over the full time.
Yeah. It's like a 2-week retreat.
Yeah. And then maybe it's also like a silent retreat, but they're breaking all the rules by like finding.
Which makes it so much hotter.
Yeah. To like steal away and talk.
Yeah.
This is like a good 15-minute chunk of the movie where we just go into the backstory.
We can do a flashback. Yeah.
So they have this like love affair. At this yoga tree, and they maybe fall for each other.
I think so. It's not just sex. That's why this is so bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
So then they like.
Tell Carrie.
Together.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes. So they come, they decide that they're going to tell her, and they do. And then I think when they tell Carrie and Carrie freaks out, then. Samantha leaves Aiden and just like disappears.
Yeah. Samantha feels horrible. Samantha actually like she takes herself out of the equation.
Yeah.
Like,
and no one has seen her.
No.
Like people are
off
like,
the grid. New
know.
Number. Like Samantha Jones PR like is run by her assistant.
Like she went on like a permanent hiatus and has just like been MIA ever since.
Yeah.
And Aiden has been like heartbroken.
Yeah.
And Steve, like Miranda knows this because Steve is always having to like make Aiden feel better, be like a
he's
shoulder
his bud.
To cry
yeah.
on. And then Steve is always telling Miranda. So like.
And Brady and Aiden's kid have become friends as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Difference in ages, but you know, they're together all the time.
Yeah. And I think like we get to the end of this flashback and we realize like Samantha has been gone. Like literally no one knows where she is. And like are caught up to date, and then Natalie's like, "Fuck her. We won't even put her in the movie. Yeah. We can write her out. NBD. Like,
Who needs her?
Do you want to do this or not?" And then Carrie's like,
"Huh?
Yeah.
I do."
And then they cheers their cosmos, and then we cut to Miranda and Steve are having like a play date. Brady's having like. I think maybe they invited Aiden and his kids over to like hang and
To have like a goodbye party for college.
Yeah, to have a goodbye party. Yeah. And then like they do this a lot, but Miranda just doesn't tell Carrie because she's like, it's not worth it.
Right.
The
and
drama.
They're in Brooklyn, so Carrie would never find out.
Yeah. She's just like, whatever. Like, we need other parent friends. And this is just how this is my husband's business partner. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be insane.
Exactly.
So I think then maybe like Aiden's really sad.
Yeah, Aiden's still torn up. This is months later.
Maybe he's like really thin and has like lost a lot of weight. He's looking kind of like haggard.
And he's like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to the opening like you guys do without me. And Steve's like, dude, like you fought for this. This is our fort. Like we have a meatpacking location. Like this is, you
Scout's
have to go.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the conversation starts out too with Steve being like, did you like that girl I tried to set you up with?
And
then Aiden's just like, no, like I didn't, it wasn't working out, like blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, you know, I just feel like I don't have my mojo. Like I don't want to go to this.
And mojo reminds him of JoJo.
Yeah. And so he's just like fully triggered all around. And Steve's basically like, no, you're the business partner. And maybe also at this like Scout opening, this party.
Yeah.
Big time investors
they've gotta
are going to be there because
they want to take it national.
They want to take it fully national.
Yeah, it's going to be Bar Louie, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like with opportunities for, like, they're trying to open like a huge Vegas location for Scout. Like, a lot is riding on the line.
And also, like, you know, and then Steve reminds him, like, you know, college isn't cheap, you know,
because he looks at cheap.
And, you know, Aiden's son's about a couple years away, and, mm-hmm. you know, Aiden does it basically for his son.
Yeah. And maybe we also find, like, maybe Miranda, she's working for, like, a nonprofit law firm now. Like, she's not making money anymore, really.
No.
And, like, Steve is kind of the primary breadwinner.
Yeah,
and
tables have really turned.
Yeah. He's like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And I like the thought of Steve being, like, activated, like, business savvy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he's always,
like,
posting
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Their Instagram's
amazing.
Instagram. Yeah. And so Aiden's like, fine, I'll go. Like, I'll go to the thing. And then maybe we find out.
So does Miranda tell Carrie that Aiden's going to be, or Carrie knows?
I think Carrie knows.
She assumes.
Maybe also Miranda, like, either her or Steve did some, like, had, like, a PI. Find, maybe Steve did, because he's
find,
really
yeah,
in
find, who?
Find Samantha.
Oh.
Like, have,
oh
like,
my
and
God.
The whole plan is like
to bring Samantha
to bring
to the
Samantha
opening.
To the opening, and they force everyone to be friends again.
Oh my God. But you know who? Carrie's bringing Natalie to the opening too, so this is not gonna go well.
This is not
because
gonna
Natalie
go well.
Knows all about Samantha. And she is Samantha, like, 15 years ago when Samantha was a wreck. Like, she's still in that place.
Yeah. Like, in her prime.
Yeah.
But also, like, a wild card.
Like, a disaster. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. So, Aiden agrees, like, he'll go to the opening.
Yeah.
And then, do we need to have, maybe it's that night that Charlotte is having, like, her dinner. Like, Lily has a friend over. Like, it's like, meanwhile, on the Upper East Side.
Totally.
And
I never thought, yeah.
Yeah, they're having, like, Sabbath dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And Lily's friend is over for it. And we see, like, Rose is, like, a sweetie little, like, well-behaved darling.
Right,
and then Lily is, like, really, like, hippie.
Like, thick eyeliner.
Like, grungy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, we see the tail end of their dinner, and then Lily's like, we're going to go, like, do homework or
yeah.
something. And then Charlotte, like, kind of knocks on the door, and it's almost like a black swan moment or something. Like,
and it, like, is like, already open, yeah, and Lily is down on, like, on her knees.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God.
And then she's like, Mom! And then everyone, like, freaks out, and Charlotte's like, oh, my God, my daughter's a lesbian!
Rose and, like, is like, what? What's a lesbian?
And then Charlotte gives her, like, she's like, we'll talk about it later. Like, can't function because it's, like, too stressful. And
she goes for a run.
She goes
Charlotte
for a
always
run.
Goes for a run. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. She goes for a run. She runs over to.
Maybe with Anthony. Maybe she goes with Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford, by the way, is not in this movie. I do not need him in this movie at all.
I never understood he and Carrie's, like, friendship.
Like, I don't get it. Like, mm-mm. I don't know. No offense, Willie Garson, but
I felt bad for him because I felt like he was just always getting shit on.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, a sad gay character.
And at least they gave him Marcus. I mean, at least they gave him something.
They gave him Marcus, but then they took Marcus away and gave him Anthony.
Oh, right.
Remember, they just married off the two gay characters
oh, my
to
God,
each other.
Of course. Of
and they
course.
Hated each other always.
Right.
So, like, why would they? Ever
it makes
married.
No sense.
Anyways, Charlotte goes on a run with Anthony,
yeah.
and they kind of are trying to, like, talk it out.
And she's saying, like, I wish I could talk to Samantha about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, and of course he's like, well, call her up. Who
yeah.
cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Call her. It's 2018.
Like, I can't do that to Carrie.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah. and also I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Where is she, by the way? I really want to know.
I feel like maybe we, like, cut to, like, the mountains of Kathmandu.
Yeah, she's long gone.
She's long. She's, like, living in Tibet or something.
Yeah,
like, she's
questioning
having, like, her
everything.
7 years in Tibet, like, Brad Pitt
yeah,
moment.
She's also, like, 70 at this point or something. I mean, she's getting up there.
Yeah, she's in, like, an ashram wearing, like, total just, like, robes,
and
makeup
just all
free.
Women, no men in sight. Like, she's on a sex cleanse, maybe.
Yeah.
She's like, sex is ruining my life. Maybe, like, Samantha gives up sex.
Mm-hmm. She decides to be fully celibate, but in order to do that, she can't be in New York or anywhere
she
where
can't
there's
see
like
a man.
No,
yeah,
where there's temptation, she needs to go to the mountains,
yeah,
to like Mount Everest,
truly out in the middle of nowhere,
in the middle
monks,
of nowhere,
basically.
And like her roots have grown out, so she has just like dark roots and then like blonde,
yep.
and it kind of works. And she's like very barefaced, and like she has to basically meditate 23 hours a day. in order to like keep her mind off of sex.
Yeah.
So she's just been meditating and being like silent.
Totally off the grid.
And hasn't spoken to anyone from her past.
Yeah.
And I think we just get like a glimpse of this.
Just a quick, yeah, quick yeah. glimpse.
And like, we see her being like, and then like, and like the swirling, like mountain air. And
like
everything.
A quick flash of like the hot sex that she had with Aiden, you yeah. know, and like, she's like, and then she like goes back to meditating. Mm-hmm. Like and whenever maybe, Carrie had like, the big affair, when you would see those flashes, you
yeah,
know?
Totally. Yeah. And like maybe another woman in the ashram or whatever it is. I'm like, are there ashrams in Tibet?
Sure.
Maybe, comes up to her and then it's subtitled. She's like, Samantha, like, dinner is almost yeah. served or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, like, she fully
Where is
she?
Off
the grid. Yeah. yeah. So now, okay, so we have to get Samantha to the opening.
Yes.
Which is in like a few days. Maybe like.
Maybe it's like the next week or something.
Yeah. And maybe we see like Carrie and Natalie are having their first sit down with Emma. Like with Emma.
Yeah.
Because Natalie's like, we've got to attach. Like,
yeah.
We've like, I worked it out to where like we're going to option the rights and like we're just going to do this like self finance or whatever.
Yeah, we have the money from Susan. Yeah.
Yeah. But we need to attach a starlet and start like the cat. Yeah, they yeah. already have all the money.
Emma's very
like
interested. She's a big, been a big fan.
Yeah, she's been a big fan. She wants to meet you. She wants to talk about the character and yeah. like get to know what's what.
Yeah.
So Emma sits down and it's like they have like a beautiful meeting.
Yeah, it goes really well.
It goes well and like she's funny and charming. But maybe we also find out that like, because I want like, I would love it if like Jennifer Lawrence and
literally she was getting what keep going
and Emma Stone are like kind of like fighting
buying for
over
the part
this role.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's kind of thrown a wrench into their friendship.
Yeah.
Cause they never thought that they like would have a moment like where like they fancy themselves like the Nicole Kidman and Naomi right. Watts where it's like, sometimes things will happen, but like we got right. each other's back and we'll right. always be respectful.
Exactly.
But this is like,
well, actually wait, I feel like the first meeting is with Jennifer Lawrence and mm-hmm. maybe Jennifer Lawrence is there and the meeting doesn't go well. Like the meeting, like they're talking about the character and Jennifer keeps being like, I just love that. Like she's so insane. Like she's such a crazy person and so self-obsessed. And like, she's saying all the actual like terrible things about Carrie and Carrie's like,
but
she's, you know, yeah. that's not really what it's about. And you know, she keeps going back to this man that's terrible for her and like keeps saying all these things and Carrie's like, okay, whatever. And then like, they're like, you know what? We have Emma Stone like next week. Let's just wait till Emma. They go to Emma. The Emma meeting is amazing. She's like, mm-hmm. oh my God, this is absolutely perfect. Perfect. And then we find out that Emma can't do the movie because she's like, why isn't Samantha in the movie? And Emma is very tight with Samantha Jones.
Oh yeah, because she represented
exactly
her.
And so yeah. Carrie has to decide, so in, do I go with meeting, Jennifer in the terrible actress or Emma who knows Samantha?
Yeah, maybe in that meeting too, Emma's like, I noticed like in the breakdown of the script that like the Samantha character isn't there, but like I always imagine this movie being really about the four women and their friendship. And
yeah,
and then oh my God, Carrie's like, this. We just don't feel like she's like a necessary part. And then Emma really is like very
like, what?
Thrown.
I don't understand.
That.
Like,
I don't understand. Like, she's a huge part of the books and a huge part of your column. And like, yeah. this isn't
what's
this isn't
about?
Adding up.
And Carrie's like, you know, I have another meeting.
And then Natalie interrupts.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Carrie can't yes. be like unprofessional.
Yes.
And she's
love
like,
Natalie.
Yeah. Love Natalie's
mensch.
Always
oh
got
God.
Everyone's back. And she's like, you know, anything can really happen, but right now this is what we're thinking, but we're always open to more discussion. So why don't we all think about it and we'll talk to our respective people and yeah. let's get on a call next week and yeah. kind of talk yeah. next steps. Very diplomatic,
love
Hollywood.
Oh my just, God.
Yeah, like business lady extraordinaire. So Emma leaves and Carrie's like, I don't want Samantha in this movie. I don't want anything to do with her. Like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then maybe when she's like freaking out on Natalie, we then see maybe like we go back to the ashram and Samantha's getting like a note hand delivered
that's like, you must come back.
Yeah. And she opens it and it's like, you must come back. And she thinks that it
maybe it says like from Carrie, or like maybe somebody like did like one of those tricks, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, that's like, I'm ready to talk Carrie
yeah.
or something.
I'm ready to talk, like, please come back.
Yeah. And so Samantha's like, wow. And so Samantha's like going to go back to talk to Carrie. Meanwhile, Carrie didn't do it. Who orchestrated it? Miranda?
I think Miranda did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Miranda's sick of this. Yeah.
Miranda's
Charlotte's very like okay to be anti-Samantha and to write her off. But
Charlotte
Miranda's
likes drama.
Yeah. Steve and Aiden are in Miranda's life. Like,
yeah, and Miranda knows how, if it's negatively affecting Aiden, it's negatively affecting Steve. Exactly. And if it's negatively affecting Steve, it negatively affects their Miranda. Family.
And which negatively affects Carrie. She's seen how Carrie is so unhappy this past year. And like, she's blaming it all on Big being home, but it's not about Big. It's about Samantha.
Yeah. And Carrie's actually like maybe being kind of like such a bitch lately.
Like it's the like worst.
Just being really the worst. Like there's like microaggressions left and right. And
yeah.
She's always like kind of saying like shitty things to people, and it's like enough is enough, like
talk
this
it out.
Has been thrown out of balance, like you guys need to squash the beef.
Yeah.
So I think Samantha like I think Samantha is like in her like little cot area, mm-hmm. and it's nighttime, and we see her kind of imagining like Aiden, oh. and her hand like walking itself down to try and like masturbate, but then she keeps being like and like stopping herself and trying to like focus or like mumble like a mantra to herself. Yeah. And then it kind of happens again. And then it kind of happens again. And this time she's full blown like touching herself.
Oh my God, yes.
And right then this girl shows up. And
with the note.
Like, excuse me, Miss Jones. Yes. Yeah, with the note. And then gives it to her. And she's like, oh, what?
Oh my God.
And then it's like, I'm ready to talk.
Yeah. I also love that it's a handwritten note. Like, I don't know how they got this.
I don't know how. With, like, no envelope yeah, either. Yeah. It's, like, folded in half and that's it. And Samantha immediately is, like, ugh, like, throws on her robe, like, packs a small bag.
Yeah.
And walks, like, hops on a donkey and, like, starts, like, walking. She's, like, bye. Like, saying bye to everyone. Yep. She's, like, I gotta get out of here. And, like...
And it's about to, can somebody give me a cocktail?
Yeah. And so she is like beginning her grand trip back to
New York City.
Okay, where are we? Like,
so basically we haven't even seen the opening yet, so we need to get to the scout opening. Yeah.
So,
well, also the cast has to meet Natalie. Did they meet her at the scout opening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Samantha runs into a bunch of like travel problems
and
she can't get to the scout opening.
Okay, great.
Like we get to see like a lot of like silly travel montage, or maybe she does. What I feel like,
I think we shouldn't see her until she's there. Like we see her like get the note and then like she appears 20 minutes later or whenever.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're now at the scout opening and everyone is like arriving. It's like a huge deal.
Everybody's arriving.
Like a loungy, like
scouts. Like, yeah, they have like.
Is it sexy?
It's sexy now. They have like a photo booth, like one of those cool Ace Hotel photo booths. People love using that.
Mm-hmm.
They have like pinball machines, I think, and they have like great wings. They have great food.
Yeah,
hot bartenders too.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're there, and I think Carrie's finally introducing Miranda and Charlotte to Natalie.
Yeah,
and I think they're both a little skeptical of Natalie, especially Charlotte. This is not really her MO.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie's drunk. You know, Natalie's like, it's an open bar, come on. And she's just embarrassing herself a little bit. And Carrie's trying to like, she's very defensive about her movie to the girls because mm-hmm. they've all been like, I thought you were so set against not doing a movie. Like, what changed your mind? And she's like, well, I wasn't. And, you know.
Yeah. And she's also like, they're also weirded out that she would just cut Samantha out of a movie. They're like, that's petty a little bit.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Natalie like spills the beans and they're like, what?
Yeah.
She's like this is getting out of hand.
They like introduce each other. She's like, I'm Natalie, like blah, blah, blah. She says something like really inappropriate. Yeah. And then the girl or like she's saying like she's really tight with Carrie, but it's one of those things where like when you have a new friend and you bring them around your like tried and true friends, if they know things about the tried and true friends and they're trying to like loll with them about something. Yeah. But it just
she's like classic
like,
Miranda. Wait. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Who are
and
you?
Then she's like, oh, Carrie told me you were uptight, but I didn't think you were this uptight to Charlotte. And Charlotte's like, what?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then she's like, can I get you girls a drink? And they're like, sure. And then Natalie, I think, also mentions the fact that they're cutting Samantha out of the movie.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
And then both Charlotte and Miranda are like, cutting
what?
Samantha
Babe.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, that's
crazy. And she's like, it's going to be easier to pay attention to the three characters. It's just a better vehicle that way.
Yeah.
That's what happens in Hollywood. And they're like, mm-hmm. okay.
And they're like, but you.
But nothing. can we just enjoy our night? We look fabulous. Let's be fabulous.
Yeah. And like, let's get the drinks and like, yeah. Just, let's not talk about work.
And they're like, but we're moving Brady into college tomorrow. I'm not really drinking. And Charlotte's like, yeah, I'm coming down with something. You know, it's the Sabbath. And Carrie's like, oh my God, you guys are no fun. So just like Carrie and Natalie are like, they get raging. Drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. And
because Big's on a golf trip. Big's out of town.
Big's on a golf trip. So Carrie's like having a mama's
yeah.
night out.
Yeah.
I feel like Carrie and Natalie get like shit tanked.
Yeah.
And
then Samantha shows up.
Samantha shows up.
And Carrie is wasted.
And livid.
Livid. And Natalie's like,
Samantha shows up looking like Indiana Jones.
Like unrecognizable.
Yeah. Like has like
brown dust on her face, no
hair.
Makeup, not a stitch of makeup. Yeah. Like she doesn't even recognize. She's like, can I help you?
And cargo like, pants and like boots.
Yeah. No, like flats, like flat boots. Yeah.
Yeah. Like flat boots.
And she's like, can I help you? And she's like, it's me. She's like, I heard you're ready to talk. And Carrie's like, what? And Miranda like clocks it and like turns the other way, like can't be there for this moment.
Yeah.
Oh and my God, this is getting dramatic.
This is really dramatic. And I think Carrie like makes a huge scene.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like rages out on Samantha. Does Aiden see Samantha?
I think Samantha doesn't see Aiden first. I think she goes right to Carrie. But I think during this scene, I think Aiden catches wind. I think that it's undeniable. They have to throw Carrie out of the bar, basically. And Natalie gets real. She starts, like, snatching weaves. I mean, she starts getting in a fight. She wants to, like, fight Samantha.
So, like, okay. So, Carrie, I imagine, is just getting, like, drunker and drunker. And it's kind of like, ooh. And Charlotte has to go home.
Yeah, so Charlotte's like, gone by this point. Yeah.
I'm out. And then Miranda's like, also Lily. Like, I'm like, I guess, I think Miranda thinks that like Samantha can't make it or she gets some sort of like wire thing through the mail that like Samantha's like, can't got stuck on a train and like, and like isn't going to make it in time.
Yeah.
But she'll try. And then so Miranda's like, okay, well, it's NBD. Like, I'm going to go. And then wishes Steve and Aiden, like, good luck. Like, they point out the investors that are here and, like, XYZ. And then Samantha comes in and Carrie just, like, loses her mind and causes a scene. I think, like, throws a drink at her.
Yeah.
Is, like, a feral animal.
It's, like, it's the... We've never seen this Carrie before. Yeah.
And she's, like, going around the room, like... She's like, you, to like Aiden, like reading him.
Oh, yeah.
Like screaming at Steve, screaming at everyone. I think someone takes a video of her and they're like filming it on their phone. And Carrie like is kind of like stumbling around and then like knocks a table over and like breaks a glass. Like it's just.
Gets kicked out. It's on page 6 the next day.
It's on page 6.
This
and
is
the
not
video.
Good for the movie.
It goes viral.
Yeah.
And it's like famous author Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Goes has, wild.
Like, goes like.
X in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. And like has gotten out of control. She's like slut shaming Samantha too, which is like so uncouth.
And especially Samantha's so beyond that now. Samantha doesn't have sex.
Yeah.
And like she's like alienated everybody at this point. And even Natalie's like, look, I think we should take a step back. Like, I don't know. We should let this die down before we continue casting.
Yeah.
And so now she doesn't even have Natalie.
Yeah. Like, she calls her the next day and she's like, well, that was wild, but Emma's out.
Yeah.
Like, she officially dropped out of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, and Susan Sharon even calls Carrie and she's like, what the fuck were you thinking? And like,
I mean, this actress is going to be thrilled when she gets this call that she is an integral part of the new movie.
Susan, they're like, we want you to reprise the role of Susan Sharon. Are you down? Like, imagine her agent calling her and
she's
being like,
what the fuck?
She's like, yes, please.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel like there are very few actors who were like, you're either in one episode or you're in like six. You know what I mean? There are very few that are in like a couple, like Julie Halston, like Nathan Lane's wife, Bunny. Mm-hmm. She's in a couple. Like, oh, you got to see Dr. Mao. Like, there were only a couple actors that had a couple
that had like episodes, arcs or
unless
something.
You were like a boyfriend, you yeah. know?
I mean, Justin Theroux played two
that,
different characters.
I know,
characters.
That is so weird. It's I can't really believe they weird. Did that.
Yeah.
And Andy Cohen's in two episodes, too.
Oh, yeah. He's in, like, the
but
background.
But his could technically work as, like, the same character.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just, like, background gay.
Exactly. Like, yeah. at a gay club and, like, at Barney's working.
Yeah. That is his character.
Yeah, literally.
So, this is, like, a scandal.
Yeah,
like, it's, like, Sex in the City. Like, the fact that this, like, sex columnist turned writer, New York Times bestselling author, about to have like a
turned
movie
like
come
slut
out.
Shamer. It's turned like this is how shamer. You make it's your like, bread and butter. Like
yeah, like and you're literally sitting here to, like railing Samantha for like giving blowjobs and like having sex. Like you're supposed to be better than this.
Yeah, and then the drama comes out too that Samantha was going to be cut from the movie, which is super meta because like Samantha was cut from the movie. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And so people are like, I think it's like starts like a hashtag movement and yeah. like it's like justice for Samantha
yes.
is a hashtag. And then like, and like people are just like coming for Carrie. It's like yeah. Carrie is canceled yeah. is a hashtag.
Yeah.
And like the internet just like pours forth with like crazy rage yeah. over this.
And Big is like so there for her and like so, and she's like, oh my God, like get away. Like she's just pushing everyone away.
Mm-hmm.
Like she needs to have this conversation with Samantha because yeah. it's obviously eating her up.
And maybe Miranda comes over, like Carrie's like crying in her yeah. closet, like weeping.
With like Oreos. Yeah.
Oreos, like surrounded by shoes. Everything yeah. is a mess. And like Big tries to come in. He's like, maybe he also like cooks.
Maybe
in the
maybe
meantime.
He called Miranda because he knew Miranda would be the only one that she'd talk to.
Yeah. yeah. After he comes in, tries to console Carrie. And yeah, she's yeah. like, get off of me. Yeah. And like then
and Miranda's
he calls-
like, you here? And she's like, come in. And they start talking and like it's actually like going pretty well. And Carrie's finally like, Miranda's telling her whatever. And then it comes out
that
Miranda was the one who brought Samantha and hired the private investigator.
Had reached out.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is really rough for Carrie right now.
And Carrie's like, how dare you? I thought we were friends. I thought you had my back. Like, you're not loyal. You like fucked me.
And she's like, Carrie, I do have your back. You're out of control. You need to talk to Samantha. Like,
and she's like, you think you're going to do a movie about your life without this character? Like,
yeah.
you're living in a fantasy world.
Yes, exactly.
You're such a fucking bitch. And like, Miranda just goes off at Carrie and like tells
and
her.
And Carrie's like, well, then don't you make the movie.
Yeah. yes.
The
it's
same
exactly
scene again.
Like that scene, but instead of Paris, it's the movie.
Yes.
And then, but then I think Miranda claps back and is like, I won't. No one will. And then.
Ooh, yeah.
So then I think we need to have like a sad.
Yeah, now what happens? How do we get them back together?
We need like a sad, like Carrie. Carrie's like hated.
Carrie's very hated, yeah.
Like she can't even like walk down the street in New York without someone like spitting at her or like saying like. Quoting her like slut shame like rant yeah, to yeah. Samantha or whatever, and like even Charlotte I feel like is pulling away,
yeah,
because Charlotte does not want any.
Charlotte doesn't want to be involved in the drama, and Charlotte has her own drama at home,
like, and Charlotte also has a lifestyle like,
yeah the blog
huge lifestyle Instagram
yeah, she
to
can't
be like running
she
and
can't
like,
be linked to this
no she Charlotte lost like Carrie calls Charlotte and is like, can I come over? And she's like, I don't know, like things have been, it's been really hard like dealing with this, like
yeah
I lost like 150,000 followers yesterday. And then like
and Carrie's like, okay, what does that mean? She doesn't even know what followers are.
Yeah, she's like, followers, what?
And then I think maybe Carrie gets a call from either Natalie or Susan Sharon saying that Emma Stone is in.
She's back
in. She's
in.
Like, what? And Samantha convinced her to do the movie.
Wow. But meanwhile, Emma Stone and Jennifer
Lawrence
are having a crazy falling out as
crazy
well.
Crazy falling out.
Like, it's all over the Daily Mail.
It's
of like
so dramatic.
And they're also, like, actually, like, talking shit on each other.
Yeah.
Like, giving interviews. Like,
like how Kim and Sarah Jessica were.
Yeah.
Like publicly, like screen capping, like, don't talk about me, Jayla.
Like, yeah. And like,
it's like, okay.
Yeah. Like Jennifer Lawrence is going on like Jimmy Kimmel and being like, well, some people aren't backstabbing whores. And then she's like, Emma Stone. Like, and like,
Emma Stone.
Yeah. And like, and it, people are eating it up, yeah, because it's just like,
and so then
so
that
much
press
drama
becomes so amazing. Then maybe Jennifer Lawrence is in playing Samantha.
Yeah. And
maybe
then
both come in and
on.
There's so much press for the feud that it becomes press for the movie.
Yeah, we have like a whole like C storyline of their falling out over, yeah, this movie. And they're like, and they're even bringing up like, I feel like it's like, then we start going back to like other actresses that have had falling outs, like Gwyneth and Winona. And like, yeah, it's like, all, and like go back through and like talk about, like somehow I want Carrie and Samantha's like reunion to then reunite
every actress that's ever had a feud. Yes.
Yeah. So like,
as like a special on Bravo hosted by Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe like, okay, so Samantha convinces Emma to come back and do the movie.
Yes.
And then Emma convinces J-Law that she can play Samantha,
yes,
and convinces her that it'll actually be a better role.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Which it is.
And so J-Law signs on.
Yeah.
And they make up, and that's like all over. That's like after the ups and downs of their like crazy,
yeah, Taylor
food.
And Katie, they can be one, oh, of the two, yeah, that we reunite to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They make up, and then like it's, they're pictured like hugging outside of a restaurant. It's like the girls are back.
Yeah.
But like maybe there's something with the financing or something's held up to where Susan Sharon or someone with money says that we're not going to make this movie unless Carrie and Samantha bury the hatchet.
Yes. Yes.
And it's like, why are our personal lives being drawn right into this like business? But like,
right,
they have to.
And Susan's like, I've been down this road before.
They're like,
and
you're unlikable.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, okay, well maybe the girls signed on to play you guys in the movie, but like you're, everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Like no one likes you.
Yeah.
And the only way they're going to like you is if
you guys publicly,
they see you guys publicly make up. And so, and maybe even Samantha is like, she offers, and she's so PR savvy,
yeah,
she offers to do like a sit down
like
interview
type thing,
but
yeah,
with Andy Cohen.
With Andy Cohen.
Yeah, yeah. As like a special, like a Watch What Happens,
yeah,
Live.
Maybe they do special. A special with Emma and Jennifer Lawrence too.
Yeah.
And it's like, this could be press for the movie. This could be so good if this can all happen.
Yeah. And like everyone is like, cause like, I feel like also Sex and the City, the movie, like, has gotten, it's like how Sex and the City was, where
right,
everyone was so excited and like needed it to happen and like,
right,
it was gonna happen. And then when it didn't, people were devastated.
Totally.
And so like the world, all they want is for this movie,
right,
to happen. So they say like, okay, we'll do a sit down with Andy. But then Samantha being so PR savvy and like, just like Samantha's now like with no sex has become,
yeah,
like a fully elevated, like, she's like, women need to be there for other women.
Yes.
Like, do not let this petty stuff get in the way. And like, yes, we'll make up on this, but like, I'm going to use all my PR connects to make this a special about every actress that's ever feuded making up.
Oh my God. Yes.
So like on this show, like first, like Jennifer and Emma like come,
yeah,
out and they're like holding hands and like hugging and like,
yep,
laughing and making,
yep,
up. And then like Gwyneth and Winona come out and they, but it's like a real, like it's a show. It's like a 2 hour special.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's
a two part.
Two night.
Yeah. A 2 night, 2 hour special. And like where women sit down and say their problem, like they really get real with each other.
Yeah.
And like, so like, Jennifer and Emma are like, they're laughing, but they're also like, it really hurt me. Like when you went for this role and like you knew that I wanted to be Carrie Bradshaw and you like took it away from me.
Yeah.
And like they talk about like they really hit on what exactly
they
went
talk
wrong.
About what she said on Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah. And like they apologize and then like hug and then like Gwyneth and Winona come on and then Winona's like, you stole my Oscar essentially. Like you stole Shakespeare in Love from me.
Yeah.
And like you were always toxic. You're the blonde.
And
you're
she's
so
like,
tall.
That wasn't me. That was Harvey Weinstein. Like
yeah.
That was
she's
Harvey.
Like, Harvey wanted it. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And then they make up and like yep. hug. And then like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift come on. Yep. And like they have like a real talk. Yep. And then Taylor even is like, I know I'm a bitch. And sometimes I hate myself too.
Oh my God.
And Katy's like, honestly, I didn't even know we were fighting. Because I'm kind of dumb. And she's like, you are.
Like, I thought we made up.
And she's like, we didn't. But now we are. And then they hug. And it's like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. It's like tears in the audience. Andy is like basically the new Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who else can make up?
What other? I mean, there's a lot of housewives with feuds. What other actresses hate each other? Oh, Angelina and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
This is the biggest television event in history.
Yeah. Angelina and Jennifer Aniston come on to the show and they have a full-blown sit down and like talk it all out.
I mean, Jennifer's like, I just want to live my life. Like, I want this to be over. I cannot see one more headline that says Jen and Angelina. Like,
she's like, this has been happening for literally 15 years and like, I'm cool with you.
Like, I'm over it. Like, I never even wanted to be married. Like, she's always said she never wanted to be married.
Yeah.
Like, so why did she even marry Brad in the first place? And like, you know, showmances happen. Like,
yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a thing. And like, they have 12 kids and like, they're now divorced. And then they start shit-talking Brad on camera.
Yeah. And maybe,
they're both like, can you believe what he does in the mornings? Like, I know.
Yeah. And Jen is like, honestly, I was kind of happy when you two got together because you make a lot more sense than we did.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And he's an idiot. And Angie's like, I know. He is an idiot. And they're like, he thinks he knows all this stuff about architecture and sculpture. His sculptures are horrible. She's like, that's why we actually got divorced. And then she's like,
I couldn't trust him.
Yeah. Like, and then they hug it out and it's like, people's
epic.
Minds are blown.
Epic.
It's like broadcast all over the world in everywhere. Millions of different languages. Yeah.
It's like the Olympics. It's on, or not the Olympics, like the State of the Union. It's on every major network.
Yeah. It's like the Friendship Olympics, yeah. basically. Yeah. And finally, the big finale, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Is Carrie Andy and- is going to bring out Carrie and Carrie Bradshaw and Samantha Jones.
The pinnacle of feuds.
Yeah. And like one door on one side like opens to reveal.
Silhouette, yeah. In smoke.
Yeah. Samantha. And she steps out and she's now had a full blown
makeover.
Back,
yeah,
she's back. She's like fresh faced,
yeah.
blonde.
And like a super low cut suit jacket, but like nothing underneath, you know?
Mm-hmm. With a high heel.
Oh, yeah.
And just steps out and she's like, hey. And
did somebody say Samantha?
And everyone goes wild.
Yeah. Samantha, yeah. Samantha.
And there are people in the audience like dressed up. Like everyone in the audience dressed up as like
totally like Team
actresses.
Carrie shirts.
Yeah. And even like I feel like we cut to like the other actresses that
watching
have been on
at
the
home
show.
On TV. Oh, that.
Just like the other ones who had made up and like Angie and like Jen are just like Samantha.
Yeah.
And I love this. It's like a heartwarming
this is amazing,
event.
Actually.
Yeah. And maybe we like open Carrie's door open.
And she's not there.
And she's not there.
Yeah, totally. And this is live.
And everyone's like,
yeah.
And then Andy like goes to say, he's like, we're going to throw it a commercial, but we'll be right back. and then they go to a commercial break and everyone's like, what the fuck? Where the fuck is Carrie? Yeah.
Who talks to her backstage? Big Aiden Stanford. I don't know who gets her out there. Maybe one of the actresses. Maybe Angelina Jolie.
Is she? Yeah. Is she backstage? Yeah. Like, I feel like she was
like
out.
Like she was gonna go, and then she like last minute right before it opened, like she ran out.
She's in the green room, yeah. And she's like putting on her shoes
because she knows she's wrong. Yeah, that's what it is. Like she doesn't want to admit that she's wrong,
and this is basically all she's gonna have to do is apologize. Right. But Carrie Bradshaw does not apologize.
Right.
And she's like putting on her shoes. She's stressed out, and we see like Big come in again, being like so supportive, and he's like,
"Yeah,
I brought you like 4 different outfits." I know like you like that. Aww. And like he's just so sweet, and then she's like, "Get the fuck out!" and like screams at him and chases him. She's like,
can't catch a break.
No, she's like constantly like verbally abusing him throughout this movie, where he's just trying to be like sweet and attentive.
Oh,
and
my
she's
God.
Like basically like verbally and physically abusing him. So he like scuttles out of there, and then Carrie like locks the door and is now refusing to come out, and we've been in, like, we're on just like an extended commercial break.
Yeah.
And I feel like we see like Miranda try and like talk to her, and she's nothing. Not having it. She's like, "You're fucking Judas.
This is all your fault."
Ass. Yeah, like betrayal. Charlotte tries to talk to her, and she's like, "I'll do like a story of you on my Instagram, like I don't care about the followers. Yeah. Like, I care about our friendship." And she's like, "Get away." Yeah. And then like Andy comes, and he's like pissed.
Yeah.
You know, when he gets like pissed,
he's like, "Are you serious?"
And it's kind of scary because it's like, he's not happy Andy right. anymore. He's like, "You need to get out here now." Like, blah, blah, blah.
You have like 30 seconds.
And she's like, "Fuck off." And like, then maybe Samantha comes, and she's like, "We don't have to do this. Like, I can work this out. Like, I'm PR maven." Like, and Carrie's like, "Fuck you." And then I feel like Aiden finally is the
one. I think it has to be Aiden,
that comes up to.
Yeah, because they haven't spoken either.
They haven't spoken.
And it's
she's
like,
even in the silent.
And it's like a conversation like through the door.
Yeah.
You know, like we kind of like see both sides. Like, we see the wall, and we kind of like see her like slowly inching towards. And he's basically like, "I'm sorry I did this to you. Like, this isn't whatever, but like, Carrie, like, you're the best. And like, if you don't come out there, like, Samantha wins." And like, and that's like when the light bulb clicks to her head, and she's like, "Fuck."
Yeah. And maybe Samantha even says, like, she's like, "You know what? Like, your friendship is more important to me than being with Aiden." And Aiden's like, "You and Samantha's friendship is more important to me than being with her. Like, I will, if it means that I have to, like," they're basically like, "We'll give each other up and be like, deny our love and hate our lives to make you happy."
Right. Which, why, first of all?
Which, but why? But then Carrie maybe realizes in that moment.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Like, maybe she hears, like, because Aiden.
Maybe she hears their conversation.
Aiden is like having, like, he has like osteoporosis and like really low calcium and like brittle bones because he's so depressed he like can't eat. And he recently like broke his hip or something.
Oh God.
And is like on like
a walker
thing. Yeah. And he's so frail. He's so in love with Samantha but can't be with her, and it's driven him to like the edge of death.
Yeah.
And he like, but he uses his last reserves of energy to like walk up to the door and tell Carrie, like, "I will basically die so that you can be happy and that you and Samantha can be friends." And then we see Samantha like see him, and she's like weeping.
Or like Samantha's mic is on or something, and it's like going through Carrie's system.
Yeah.
And we hear like Samantha and Aiden like have the conversation that's like, "We can't do this. Like, this is over." Like,
they have a conversation.
"We're never doing this." Carrie's, or Samantha's like, "Carrie's too important to me."
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And then they're both like ugly sobbing, crying.
Yeah.
And like Carrie hears them be like, "I love you so much. Like, I don't know how I will live without you." And Aiden's like, "I won't. Like, my doctor said I'm gonna be dead in a week, so it'll all be over." And then Carrie has like a light bulb moment where she realizes,
she's
all
like,
I
and
do
in that moment I realized,
I couldn't help but wonder,
was I a horrible person? Yeah.
Do I cause people unmitigated amounts of pain? And like the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Like, she's
literally, we just hear Andy Cohen go, "Yes."
"Yeah, you do. Get, can you come the fuck out now?" And Carrie, like, she like flings open the door.
Yeah.
And the secret is, like, Andy was so smart. He, like, had the cameras roll on all of these conversations
of course,
so that everyone
oh
could
my God,
see it.
Of course he did.
And then Carrie's like, I'm sorry. And then, like, she, like, runs out.
And they hug.
And she, like, hugs Samantha. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I've been such an awful friend. And then Samantha's like, really thrown, but like, thank yeah. you. And then Carrie like hugs Aiden and she's like, I'm so sorry, you're like so ugly now, and that it's my fault. I don't even want you anymore, but like, you guys should be together. You deserve this. You deserve love. And then like, maybe like, we start to see like, randomly, everyone in the audience that Carrie's ever been a bitch to is there.
Oh my God, yes.
And so she starts like apologizing. And maybe like Natalie's there and she's like, Natalie, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I like fucked up your movie idea and like, it's my fault. Like, I am selfish. And then like, Susan Sharon's
like, we'll double the budget.
Yeah. And she's like, Susan Sharon, I'm sorry. I told you to leave your husband and then you got that awful dog. I'm sorry. And then like, someone stands up and they're like, I worked at the Standard and Hotel when you came to LA and I got fired because you smoked in the room. She's like,
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. She's like, I'll write you a check right now for like $30,000.
She tells Jennifer, she's like, I'm sorry I shaded you for having that nice bag.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got you that really ugly Louis Vuitton handbag. And then like, Big's like, can you write me a check for $30,000? Because you never paid me back for when I bought your apartment. And she's like, fuck off, Big. Like, she's still really mean to him, even though she's apologizing to everyone. And then, like, so all these people from the past are, like, popping up. She's apologizing. It's, like, broadcast across the world. And, like, page news the next day, it's like, Carrie Bradshaw is sorry.
Yes, yes, yes. Single and sorry, ?
Yeah. And then, yeah, Susan Sharon, like, gets off the phone with someone. And she's like, we're doubling the budget for the movie. Like,
Chris Hemsworth's in.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, it's in as big. As big.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, yeah. So it's like Chris Evans, Emma Stone.
Jennifer Lawrence
is Samantha.
Oh my God. Zoe Kravitz
is Miranda. No, Zoe Kravitz is Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah. It's a real turn for her. That's why she did it. It's very different for her.
Yeah, she's like Upper East Side. Like, Who is Miranda?
Oh my God, who are young actresses? I'm thinking of like all the bad ones, like Vanessa Hudgens.
It's like Phoebe Waller-Bridge is Miranda.
I don't even know who that is.
She's in Fleabag.
Oh my God, I love her. Oh,
yeah,
her.
She's Miranda. And everyone's like indie darling, like breakout star.
Yes, they have street cred. Yeah. That was Natalie's idea.
Yeah, that was Natalie's idea. And I think like... And Susan Sharon's like, the budget's doubled. All these people just got attached in like the last 10 minutes. And we're going into production next week. It's the fastest a movie's ever come together.
And Carrie's writing a script, obviously, which she has no experience with the screenplay.
Yeah, and she's like, you better get working, Miss Bradshaw, because you have a script to write. And then like everyone, like Miranda, Charlotte, Natalie, Samantha, and Carrie are now
all
like a fivesome.
All five.
Yeah. And they all like hug.
And then they're at like, and then you see Carrie like at her apartment, like starting to write the screenplay, like interior diner.
Yeah. And we see
and, like, and then Big in the background playing the golf or whatever.
Yeah. She's like, can you stop? Like, because it's like putting
and
green
like,
makes
oh,
like,
oh, Carrie.
And he's like, God, I love you, kid. And like, he's just like, unfazed by her constant abuse. and then we see credits but it's all like memories like with like overlying like screenplay interior and it goes all over like a montage of the past like best moments in the movie but played by the new cast.
Oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
Like, I need this movie.
Oh
now.
My God, this is so good.
Yeah. And then we see, like, over the credits, too, like, the movie's, like, so well-received. It's, like, the highest-grossing female-driven comedy ever in the history of film.
Ever, ever.
And then we are at the Oscars.
It's nominated.
And it's nominated in the new category.
Best screenplay. Most popular.
Yeah, yeah. But also best screenplay.
Yeah.
And also best movie.
And it's like, what?
Because Kathryn Bigelow directed it, which was like a wild departure for her. But she was just like so.
It's a drama, by the way. It's not a comedy. Yeah.
It's a dramedy.
Yeah.
And like she was inspired by just like the girl power element.
Of course.
And like the story of how this movie came to be.
Yeah.
And so she decided to direct. And so this has just been like a powerhouse movie.
Carries on every best dress list for the Oscars.
Yeah. And it sweeps the Oscars.
Of course. Sweeps.
And I think like...
Time's up.
There's also a moment where... I feel like there's another like kerfuffle moment where they're announcing like Best Picture. And they announce like... It's like the opposite of La La Land Moonlight. Like they announce this picture that's like super like social just right. like should be winning. It's right. like so artistic and like has a beautiful yeah. message and is like stunningly like inspiring but sad.
Yeah.
And they like
they're like, oh no,
open
no, sorry.
The thing.
Sex in the City.
Yeah. And all the like
And Carrie lets out that Carrie scream. She's like ah!
Yeah. It's Faye Dunaway, like, yeah. again. Like, can she get it right this time? And so then Carrie and all the girls, like, run up and, like,
I'd like to thank Samantha Jones, push the marginalized
people out of the way. And it's, like, a bunch of, like, white women rush to the stage. And she's like, if there's one thing this movie taught me, it's about the power of female friendship. And
then we see blackout with the text from, like, on the screenplay.
Yeah.
Oh my end. God. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I killed it.
You killed it. I need that Andy Cohen special.
Oh my God. You really took it to the other level. I mean, this is stunt casting. And who wouldn't do this, by the way? Who's not going to be in the Sex and the City movie? This would actually be the chance to get Angelina and Jennifer to make up would be this movie.
I think too, like... On a lot of different levels, I need this movie to be made, but I also really need the Andy Cohen special to be made. But
that
I also especially need the like reboot of Sex and the City with all the young Hollywood actresses.
Need that.
Yeah.
But like as the same characters. Like I don't want to see a new version where she's playing like Jenna. Like she's Carrie.
No, it's Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
That's so fun.
Wow. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being my guest.
Oh, I'm never going to stop thinking about this.
Me neither.
I'm going to get a script to Jayla ASAP.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's get boots on the ground with Emma
and
Jayla.
I'll call Natalie.
I feel like they'd be into it.
Yeah.
I'll call Natalie. You don't even call Taraji by her name.
No, I call
She's
Natalie.
Just Natalie from here on. After this movie, no one will even call her Taraji anymore.
No, they're like, oh my God, it's Natalie.
It's Natalie. They won't even remember like Empire or any of her previous body of work.
Nope.
It's only Natalie.
Only this.
Yeah.
And then this really tees her up for a spinoff too. She could have her own, you know.
She needs her own TV show that's like... Natalie's Hustle. And
exactly.
It's like just
Hustle
her,
is actually a great title.
Yeah, Hustle. And it's like Natalie's whole production company.
Yeah, oh, that's probably the name of her production company, Hustle. Yeah.
And I feel like on the red carpet too, it's like then we get the added bonus of like Aiden and Samantha are like fully together and he's healthy again.
Oh my God, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
And
Carrie's so fine with it.
Yeah. And the after party, of course.
Of course.
Is it Scout?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Scout hosts, like, an Oscar party.
Yes, like at a pop-up LA. Or maybe their first LA. They have an LA opening.
Yeah,
because the investors
LA
came
opening.
Through.
Yeah. Yeah, the investors came through. They also have a huge outlet in Vegas.
These credits are, like, 20 minutes long,
They're
by the way.
20 minutes long. Miranda and Steve end up being, like, crazy wealthy off of Scout.
They're crazy wealthy.
And so is Aiden.
Yeah, Brady's going to, like, Harvard or something,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, he's so smart. He's a business major.
He followed in the
mom's footsteps. What happened with Lily?
Lily, I think it was just a phase, but, you know, she did get grounded for a while, but...
Yeah.
I think it's Charlotte learned to loosen up, I think.
Yeah.
Through Natalie.
Natalie
made, they had an aside scene at one moment where she was basically like, come on, kid.
Yeah. I think there's also a scene where Charlotte is, like... Lily overhears Charlotte like turn Carrie down when Carrie wants to come over because Charlotte's lost followers from being associated.
Right.
And Lily's like, God, mom, you're so lame. Like, all you care about is your fucking followers. Like, she's like, why don't you care about something real for once? Like, yeah. And she just, like, reads Charlotte. She's like, you act like you have this perfect life and everything's perfect, but, like, we don't even talk. You hate me. Like, you won't even put me on your Instagram. I'm your daughter. And, like, and she and Charlotte realizes that, like, her Instagram is built on a lie.
And in that moment, like, Charlotte becomes woke. Like, yeah. The woke Charlotte.
And she puts Lily on her Instagram and then gains, like, 300,000 followers.
Crazy. People like, oh my God, she has a daughter?
Yeah.
She's Asian? She's a lesbian?
Yeah. Yeah. And a hippie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and then it just, like, Charlotte really, like, retools her whole brand on social media.
Like, she renames it to, like, Charlotte Lily Rose or something.
Yeah, Charlotte Lily Rose, and she's, like, all about, like, hemp. She, like, releases, like, a hemp clothing line.
Which Samantha sourced the materials from in the ashram.
Yes. Yeah. And gets all the women, like, this job.
And does the PR for it. Yeah.
And it's, like, really chic because no one loves anything more than, like,
yeah,
villagers making things in, like,
of course, of
equitable
course.
And sustainable way. Where and
Samantha won them. Samantha won them the Oscar too. Let's be real. The PR campaign. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, totally. God, so much female empowerment.
Oh my God. It's amazing. I think Catherine Bigelow should direct this actual Sex and the City 3 too.
Yeah. Or Angelina maybe could direct it.
Oh my God.
It,
oh,
because I forgot about her whole directing career.
Oh my God. There's so many choices.
Yeah. God, what do we call this movie? Sex and the City 3?
Colon. Mm-hmm. I would have said the movie, but that we already did.
Yeah.
Sex and the City 3 goes to Hollywood. Sex and the City 3, The Falling Out.
Sex and the City 3, just girl power.
That's pretty good. Sex and the... What about this?
Okay.
Sex and the City in parentheses, and then there were 3.
Yes.
Isn't
okay.
That good?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. Samantha's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
And that's going to be really hard to find on, like, on demand because it's going to be like
so
hard.
Yeah.
There's like, which Sex and the City? What is this?
Yeah. It's like not okay.
Sex and the City,
that.
And then there were 3.
And then there were 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. We got there.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you again for being my guest and coming up with a movie that I'm actually dying to
see. Thank you so, so much.
Tell the listeners where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jake Will, WIL. And there'll be a lot of lip syncing videos on there. So come on over, guys.
Love it. Yeah. Nothing but entertainment to
all
be had.
And kids.
Yes. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.